Trust me, after this weekend, my chakras are going to be so aligned you won't even know me.
How good is this?
Oh, so good.
This is from the Brett remix album, isn't it?
That's exactly it. It's N1 from Herne Bay.
I've actually got that on vinyl over here.
Have you?
Yeah, the Brett remixes.
That's awesome. I can't believe you got that on vinyl.
Oh, amazing.
This is Charlie in Wine World from N1. We're joined in the studio by Liam, aka Lim.
Hello.
Morena. Thank you so much for joining us. Anytime. I'm so excited to talk Wash World 2.
The world's best club night meets car wash.
Car wash? Yeah. Do you guys offer car washes at
the... last year for the first Wash World. Me and Johnny built a car wash inside Whammy.
Wait, actually?
Yes. And they told us nothing too crazy. It was when they were opening Double Whammy. They wanted something not stressful. I was like, don't worry, guys, it's going to be chill. And then me and Johnny turned up with all the shit and turned the DJ booth into a car wash. And they were stressed out. We were stressed out.
That's so awesome.
Is it happening again? Is the car wash coming back?
I don't know. There's some other things coming back. Oi. There might be a giant washing machine.
Oh,
there might be some giant bubbles. I don't know. We'll see what we can do. I've taken Friday off, so we'll see what we can do with a day.
I know. So we've lost Johnny, or DJ Dishwasher, to the cold waters of Auckland thanks to the promo video for this gig, eh?
Yeah, me and Johnny kind of take promo a little bit too far.
I love it. I'm a fan.
Also just sick of like DJs posting photos of them DJing.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't, like, you can see that on the night, right? Yeah, like, it doesn't really matter that much. So we thought, why not go for a swim, get in the water, wash each other. I don't know, we had a nice time.
I really loved the video of you at Wash World, washing your cars and getting all sort of soapy. And I imagine you got some funny looks while doing that.
Oh, we saw there's a camera.
Okay.
So we wonder if, like, the owner, because they're all franchised, right? So we were wondering if the owner and us in, like, Wash World t-shirts, and they're like, have they made their own Wash World t-shirts? So we're interested to see if anyone's ever going to ask us to stop.
But
no one really saw us when we were doing it. Or, I don't know, maybe I was in the moment a bit too much. Just having a nice time.
And that's how we need to be. So Wash World 2 is happening across Double Whammy and Public Bar. Cool.
Yeah, in two stages. Never been done before. Only people ever to run two stages in Auckland.
Is it 13 DJs on the
line? 13 DJs. So what actually happened was Johnny and I were going to run a chill gig with Girl Tool, and we were like, yeah, it was going to be chill. And then we had a whole lot of people hit us up, because Girl Tool from NAMM, a lot of you listeners might not know who they are, but it's like the DJ's DJ. They've got a lot of tracks. All your favourite DJs play their tracks.
Mm-hmm.
They're awesome. Watch this space. They're going to blow up. So we've got that, and so we had Current Bias hit us up. We had Baby Mage from Wellington hit us up, and we already had this lineup. And then I was like, oh, well, why don't we just close Public Bar off and run two stages? And me and Johnny's girlfriends were like, well, this is getting out of hand again, guys. I thought you weren't going to spend too much money on this. So come. So our girlfriends don't get mad at us.
And that's why you need to come to Wash World 2, so you can save them from anger. It's going to be a great night. Just heaps of dancing.
Stuff. The same thing. Like, Johnny and I actually met running gigs. We didn't know each other beforehand, and we both like very similar music. Lermworld's always fast and fun, nothing under 140 BPM, just kind of, you know? Because I'm like, why not? Get a little silly on dance floor, don't be too cool. And Johnny's a bit like that too. Like, the first time Johnny and I ever went back-to-back ended up us playing like Burial over the Mint Chicks, trying to clear the dance floor with our shirts off. It was crazy. It was probably didn't need to happen. Someone told me they loved me and my eyes looked beautiful when they were not the eyes that I would say looked beautiful. They were some scary 4 a.m. eyes, but it was a moment. You had to be there. We're going to close again. You'll have to be there.
That's so good.
And I feel like that's a great thing, you know, about like raves, especially in Auckland. Like, it's a real community, and like the funniest things always happen. Like,
there's always some creatures, eh?
Yeah, well, I think Lermworld, Wash World, I don't know, and Johnny's past gigs with FZ, I think between us, we bring together some creatures in both of our crowds. So, like, come through if you're like getting a bit weird, but behave, but yeah. A bit weird, have a bit fun. It's going to be bright, colourful, silly. Even if you don't like fast dance music and you just like a nice time, you'll have a nice time.
Good. So you've also got merch, right?
We've got merch. Well, you kind of have to order it, and we're kind of like not that planned. So, like, come and tell us what size you want, and then we'll suss it out.
4 to 6 business months.
It'll get to you eventually.
It'll get to you next week.
Okay, good.
My mate owns an embroidery factory and screen printing thing. So He's got us sorted. He's the businessman.
That's so useful for you. So tickets are from Under the Radar, and they're selling out. So I reckon people should jump.
You should go jump on it. Two for 40, one for 25. It would be cheaper, but hey, inflation.
Yeah.
All of that kind of jazz.
Got to make sure artists get paid. It's important.
Yeah, and it will be more expensive on the door. So buy a ticket before the door, and don't try hassle my poor door person for it to be cheaper, because nobody likes that person.
And if you want a ticket for free, we do have a double pass to give away.
We do.
So get those texts in, 5395, with your name and your B card number, and you could be heading along for a cunny cunny this Friday, 1st of August, right? Friday,
yes.
Yeah? Amazing.
Double whammy, public bar, 9:30 p.m. till late. Fat lineup.
Big lineup.
Stacked.
Stacked. Something different, something fun, something the same. Yeah. All of the above. Never been done before.
Never been done before, revolutionising club nights. Wash World 2, we are so excited for a dance. We're going to close off with a little bit of Girl Tool. Tell us why you've chosen this track for us.
Mainly because Girl Tool's sick, and this is one of their only songs that doesn't have swearing in it for the before 9 o'clock. So, but and it was on my laptop. It's awesome. It's cool. It's club forward. It's not super fast. It's nice for the morning. It's got a bit of bass. It's got a bit of Jersey rhythm. It's nice.
That's good. The kids on their way to school are going to love this. Raising the next generation of ravers, we hope.
Too right.
I hope so. I want to see them in like 20 years have the best time of their life.
At Washworld 46.
Washworld 40.
Very good. Thank you so much, Liam, aka Lim, for joining us in the studio for a kōrero. We are so excited for Washworld 2 this Friday.
Look forward to seeing you all there.
This is Truno from Girl Tool.
Get those texts in if you want to head along for free.